Welcome to Praying the Psalms with your host, Sincera Johnson.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Praying the Psalms, regardless of how you found it, where you're listening, or when you're listening. I appreciate you listening, and I hope that you find some words of encouragement or you learn something here that you can perhaps share with someone else. Today's scriptural focus is coming from Psalm 89, verses 6 through 8, and I'm going to be reading it from the New English Translation. I like to vary the translation of scriptures here for it gives like a broader depth of understanding and knowledge. So Psalm 89, verses 6 through 8, "For who in the skies can compare to the Lord? Who is like the Lord among the heavenly beings? A God who is honored in the great angelic assembly and more awesome than all who surround him. O Lord God of heaven's armies, who is strong like you, O God?" Today I'd like to discuss five attributes of God and the things that make him God and him alone God. The first attribute is referenced in John chapter 4, verse 24. God is a spirit. The scripture says he's a spirit and we should worship him. We must worship him in spirit, in truth, which simply means that our worship must be genuine and not ritualistic, and it should be fueled by gratitude and be a demonstration of our love for God. So God being a spirit means that we cannot see him. We know he's real. And how do we know he's real? Like, we feel the effects of the wind. We have seen the effects of God and his creation. So the first attribute of God is that he is a spirit. The next attribute of God is he's omniscient, which means that God knows all things. Isaiah 46:10 says, "Declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times things not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will accomplish all my purpose." God knows the beginning and the end of everything. Revelation refers to him as the Alpha and the Omega. It's evidence that he knows all things. He knows things that we do. We can't hide anything from him. In the case of David, he knew of his sin with Bathsheba. In the case of the Garden of Eden, he knew the moment that Adam and Eve sinned. And also in the book of Acts, the example of Ananias and Sapphira. And how we know that God knows all things is sometimes God chooses to reveal those things through his prophets. There are things that we would not know absent of God telling us those things. And the Bible even says that God knows the number of hairs on our head. So God is a spirit. He's omniscient, which means that he knows all things. And the next thing is that God is omnipresent, means he's present everywhere at the same time. And that's kind of hard for us to wrap our heads around. And I remember the first time being told that as a child, and all I could do, and I still do relate that to, is that everywhere we look up, we see the clouds, we see the sky. There's no place on the earth that you don't see sky, whether, no matter what the weather is, right? You can see the sky. It may be cloudy, it may be, you may see thunder and lightning, you may see snow, whatever the weather is. We know that the sky exists and that it's always there. And the same thing with the air. Well, that's how God is. He's present everywhere and at the same time. Proverbs 15:3 says, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place." And Jeremiah 23:24 poses the question, "Can a man hide himself in secret places so that I cannot see him?" No, it's impossible for us to hide from God because he is omnipresent. The next attribute of God is he's omnipotent, which means God is unlimited in power. He's all-powerful. And I should clarify here, omni, the root word omni means all. So he's all-knowing, he's all-present, and he's all-powerful. He's unlimited in power. Romans 1:20 says, "For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world and the things that have been made. So they are without excuse. So Romans 1:20 kind of pulls together that he is a spirit, and it talks about his invisible attributes, things that we can't see, but God's invisible as well. His eternal power, he's all powerful, right? His divine nature, meaning that he's a spirit. And we've known these things since the beginning of the world, because God is always there. And then the last attribute of God that we want to discuss is he's omnipotent, means he's unlimited in powers of creation. John 1:1 talks about creation. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. And here's the key point of that. All things were made through him. And without him was not anything made that was made. God has unlimited power of creation. He is the original creator. He is the origin of all creations. When we, in my line of work for many years, I have been a creative person. I write books. I develop content. I was a television producer. So we're referred to as content creators. The truth is, I am not the originator of that content. I didn't create words. I didn't create those ideas. They may be new ideas to me, but as the Bible says, there's nothing new under the sun. And everything that is created on the earth originates with some creation of God. So he's omnipotent. He has unlimited powers of creation, and those creations have multiplied. And that's one law of God, multiplicity. The things that he has created have multiplied into other creations on the earth, and they extend to us today. So the five attributes of God that we discussed today is, one, that he's a spirit. Two, he knows all things. He's omniscient. Three, he's omnipresent. He is everywhere. Omnipotent. He's unlimited in power. And omnipotent, which is different from omnipotent. Omnipotent is referring to strength and might and ability to do anything. Omnipotent is specifically related to the powers of creation. Isn't it awesome to serve a God like that? And one thing we can take comfort in is that the scriptures say that we were created in the image of God and the likeness of him. It doesn't mean that we are duplicates of him. It doesn't mean that we replicate everything that he has. But some of his attributes we are able to tap into for ourselves. For example, I mentioned earlier, God knowing all things. God can reveal to his prophets what he wants people to know. He knows all things. God can reveal, just like in the case of David, he revealed to the prophet Nathan what had happened. Nathan wasn't aware of David's sin. He wasn't there. He didn't see it. God was, and he knew. The same thing with Ananias and Sapphira in the book of Acts, when they went to make their contribution and they lied about how much they sold the house for. The apostle there did not know what they had done. God revealed to him what they had done. And again, as relates to power, God can give us power beyond that of human hands. Look at what he did in the case of David and Goliath. God can make Goliath turn into pebbles, mere pebbles, in our lives. So knowing the attributes of God can help us to draw closer to him in our relationship with him, recognizing and reverencing him as a spirit as we go to him, worshiping him in spirit and truth. We know that he's everywhere at all times, and we're aware that he sees us. And sometimes that can guide our conduct, right? That can guide things, that decisions that we make in our lives. And knowing that he's all powerful, we know that he is solely qualified to be our savior in a way that no one else can be, because he is all powerful. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you now grateful that we serve a mighty God, grateful that you are awesome in all of your splendor, glory, and might, and grateful that we are allowed to be in relationship with you. We pray that we never take for granted any of your attributes, Lord, and that as we cry out to you and call upon you each day for our needs, each day for our worries, each day for our concerns, knowing in advance that you already know about them, Father, that you had a plan for us from the founding of the world. May we take heart, may we find strength, and may we be encouraged to know that you have unlimited power. That even though you see what is going on in our lives, Father, you're able to step in at any time. And when we need guidance and direction, you can send someone to provide that to us, Father, by giving them a word for us in due season. We thank you for relationship with you, and we want to honor you as Psalm 89, verse 7, a God who is honored in the great angelic assembly. We want to honor you as the angels do, because we know there is no one like you, and we are grateful for that. So we thank you. Our hearts are full of thanksgiving and praise, no matter what is going on in our daily lives, God, because sometimes the day-to-day of life is hard. It's difficult. But no matter what happens in our day-to-day of this day, Father, may we make time to pray today, glorifying you for being God Almighty and alone as the creator of the earth. We love you, Lord, and today we need you now more than ever, always and in all ways. And we are grateful for the precious sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ, in whose name we lay our cares before your throne on this day. Amen.
That's the end of today's show. Come back tomorrow and bring a friend. If you enjoyed this episode, consider donating to Praying the Psalms via Cash App. Visit our website, prayingthepsalms.com, for a special free printable download and to share your comments and prayer requests.